Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. We highlight stories that celebrate bravery and cooperation. Thank you, municipal councils, for your support. Prairie Fire. Late afternoon yesterday, Mama saw the cloud of smoke to the west, beyond the neighbors. End of September, and it's hot, and so very dry, even the creek behind the barn. When we saw the smoke, Mama looked over her shoulder. Where's Papa? Fixing fence, I told her. Only Mama can yell like she did just then. Quick, Mama said, get the horses to the barn. I'm kind of small for my 14 years, but the horses are quiet enough. My little sister could likely fetch them if she had to. I ran to the barn for rope, then pushed open the back door to the pasture. Molly and Marty were a ways away, near the dry creek bed. Their heads were up, sniffing, as if they knew something crazy was about to happen. I sprinted, got Molly by her halter. Stay calm, I told myself. Breathe. No need to excite a big animal. I walked her to the fence, threw the rope around her neck, then climbed up beside a post, pulled myself onto her back. In no time, we were inside. Papa was there, out of breath, fussing with harness. Mama was shooing the little ones into the milk room. Stay here, she ordered, and she was gone with a pitchfork, a bucket, and a couple of sacks. Papa and I had Molly and Marty in their harness in record time. I led them across the yard and backed them toward the plow. Marty was twitching, snorting a bit. Molly kept an ear to him and the other cocked to Papa. Papa constantly murmuring, good girl, attaboy, steady now, here's the shaft. He kept the beasts focused on his voice, on the job we had to do. With their chests near my head, I murmured too. Off you go, he said, without looking up. Open the west gate and then help Mama. When a fire is coming, we only have a few options. We could try to outrun it with our horses, but abandoning the yard isn't something Mama or Papa would consider. So we made a plan a few weeks back, just in case. Papa and the horses would freshen up the firebreak. Mama and I'd start a backfire with 10 paces beyond the firebreak to char the grass and stubble so the fire wouldn't jump the black soil. We'd keep the backfire managed with buckets and wet sacks. Risky for sure, but no turning back now. I got water from the cattle trough and caught up to Mama. We could see the fire this side of the neighbors. The air was thick. Flames were coming our way, and fast, as if bouncing over the stubble. Mama was running, pulling burning straw with a pitchfork. I made sure the backfire didn't sneak over the plowed earth. Like our neighbors to the west, we had to steer the fire around our farmyard and hope neighbors to the east could do the same. Each family was on its own. And we did. The battle lasted for hours. Our lungs ached for clean air. But we saved the farm. The first moment we felt safe, Mama ran to comfort my two sisters. We hugged each other, nuzzled the horses. I'm so pleased, our Papa said, with how brave and calm all three of you girls were. That's when tears streaked down our blackened cheeks. Prairie Fire was inspired by stories in Vantage Points 4. Please learn about Turtle Mountain Cirrus Plains Heritage Association. Visit our website, vantagepoints.ca. All stories in this series are found on Discover Westman's community page. See you later.